before we go?
Section 13 provides that the competition tribunal may impose an administrative penalty in accordance with the provisions of Section 59(2) on the parties to a merger involving a foreign acquiring firm for any contravention contemplated in Section 59(1)(d), read with the changes required by the context.
State law advisor.
Thanks, Chair. I'm just going to propose, Chair, that proposed change, acquiring firm, the foreign acquiring firm for, we delete the words any contravention contemplated.
Where are you now?
In 13, Chair. We are in page 22 of the minister's response, Chair. Report.
Yeah.
They said in there.
22, ne?
Page 22, Chair. Then towards the second line from the bottom of 13, where it says involving a foreign acquiring firm I'm proposing that we remove the remainder of that sentence, those two sentences, and then we insert for failure to notify the committee as contemplated in subsection 6.
What are we removing there?
Any contravention contemplated in Section 59(1)(d), read with the changes required by the context.
You will come back to us in terms of that. And then what are you adding?
Then we add failure to notify the committee as contemplated in subsection 6.
Okay.
Yes, Chair.
So why is it the competition tribunal? If you fail to disclose, and then you limit it on national security matter, and you then reduce it to a tribunal matter. Is this not before, is it, or maybe I should have asked you, is it pre or after or post the committee work?
It will be post, Chair.
It will be post.
It can be post. It can be at a stage where
they are considering
the commission on the other side is considering, and it is found out that the committee was not notified. But if we look at the proposed amendment to Section 62, Chair, which says that the tribunal and the Competition Appeal Court has no jurisdiction over matters in 18A, except for 18A-13. So this is the only issue with respect to which the tribunal would have a jurisdiction to impose penalties, because in the scheme of the Act, the tribunal imposes penalties in terms of 59.2.
Maybe one should also ask, this contravention, is related to what? Is it related to disclosure of information that they were supposed to have disclosed it under? Because if you're saying under 6, if you're referring to subsection 6 of 59.2, let me read it again. Competition Tribunal may impose an administrative penalty in accordance with the provisions of section 59.2 on the parties to a measure involving a foreign acquiring firm for failure to notify the committee as contemplated on subsection. I'm saying, therefore, if the tribunal, if maybe the Competition Commission in the period, in the process of considering the measure, they found that this particular acquiring firm did not disclose or did not notify. Is that the two different things? Disclosure and notifying.
If we look at 6, Chairperson, sub 6 of 18A, 18A6,
mm-hmm.
It says when the foreign acquiring firm is required to notify the Competition Commission in terms of 13A of an intended measure, it must at the same time also inform the committee,
yes,
of that measure so that it can be considered in terms of this section.
Yes.
So if it relates to national security interests of the Republic.
Mm.
So if you fail to do that as a firm that is involved in that measure, then in terms of 13, the tribunal can then impose a penalty on you for that failure to notify the
Yeah, my issue still stands. Why would you reduce it to a tribunal matter when this is an obligation?
All it deals
through
with,
a law of the country that says you must notify the committee, and simultaneously with the commission. That's what I'm trying to understand. Why would you then make it a tribunal matter and not make it a country's issue? Because it might be an issue that was not, you did not notify because you did not want the committee to look at certain things, and therefore you said, okay, I'll only notify the Competition Commission. I'm not sure. I'm trying to check the implications of that, of what we are saying, so that we don't find ourselves dealing with something that is going to also hit us at the end of the day. On the other side, we try to deal with the security issue. On the other side, when it comes to penalties, we want to be, you know, referring things to the tribunal. Because my understanding is the review process is separate from the measure process review. So if you are, for me, is if, for instance, in the process of measure review process, it is discovered that there were certain things that were not done during the process of the committee, and that matter then is limited only to the competition authority, to me it doesn't make sense.
Well, Chairperson, the only explanation I can give is that for me it would make sense that because the tribunal has got that expertise to impose penalties already in the Act, so it's got that those
it's
powers.
Limited.
It's got those powers to impose penalties in terms of the Act. So it's the penalty is in respect of a very specific kind of contravention.
Mm.
All we look at, we don't look at the substance of the decision that would have been taken that you inform the committee. All we look at, did you inform the committee? Yes, no. He did not inform the committee. Then they impose the penalty. So that's all they look at. They don't go to look at...
You're telling a multi-billion company that that's nothing. I can do it tomorrow. I know that I'm going to be penalized. And the penalty regime of the tribunal, it's very minimal. They don't have, they can't go beyond certain length.
Yeah.
Unless you want to convince me that. Yes.
And I think,
I just want to be convinced,
okay,
so that I'm also at par with everyone else. Because at the moment, my mind is running wild.
But Chair, there's also a clause that the decision might be revoked for failure to notify by the committee. So I think for me the issue of making the tribunal issue the penalty is probably an administrative issue and a capacity issue, and that I don't think the committee would have the time to look at penalties and all those things, because it's a committee comprised of ministers and other people. So the issue of the penalty is easier in that way, but it is also then, there's another protection that for failure to notify, let's say this big multinational fails to notify for various reasons, the committee still reserves the right to revoke the decision or to not approve the actual measure that it ran through the Competition Commission. So there's still that second layer of protection. So they might decide that for their reasons that they won't notify the committee, run the matter to the Competition Commission. Well, I would think the Competition Commission would have to say, have you notified the committee? But if it goes and evaluates the measure to an extent that it gives a decision and the committee finds out thereafter, the committee then still has the power to disapprove or not to approve or revoke the decision of the Competition Commission. That's the new amendment, Chair, in terms of Section 12A.
Okay. Where is it?
It says if the
So why then are we putting this one if that is the case, and not leave it as it was?
But I think what they're trying to address, Chair, is just the failure to notify, just to ensure that your failure to notify is to probably stop people from not notifying the committee. That just for failure to notify, there's a penalty that's going to be imposed on you. For failure to notify, there's also a bigger penalty, which is the penalty that says we can revoke or disapprove or cancel the decision of the commission. So I'm saying it's run away now from my word.
Maybe we are talking about two different things.
Mm.
The president must issue regulations governing, that is five, because this flows section of 6. A foreign acquiring firm which is required to notify the Competition Commission in terms of section 13A of an intended measure,
mm-hmm.
measure, that's where I am. Prior to the notification of the measure to the Competition Commission, first file a notice with the committee referred to in subsection 1 in the national, in the prescribed form and manner if the measure relates to the list of national security interests of the Republic. I mean, if you fail to do this, the law says you can't reduce that to a penalty by a tribunal. This is a requirement by the law of the country, not by the law that governs, and this is the law that is under the presidency. I'm not talking about the sections where it's just the competition, you know, commission there. This is the committee, the president's committee. It's not just an ordinary committee. You don't act according to the requirements of that committee. And you are going to be fined somewhere there when you haven't. And I don't even understand how does it come about that that measure will be adjudicated over before that person notifies. These are the things that I don't understand, because we are coming up with a section now, or subsection, that talks to these issues, that relates to these issues, but talks to a process that comes afterwards. Maybe that's where the confusion arises. Because my understanding of this part is that you process issues first. You review everything. So nothing must be in the commission and be processed by the commission before the committee pronounces itself. But at the same time, we are saying here the tribunal must impose an administration penalty in case there's a failure to notify. I really notify when? For what? Because at any rate, you must have notified for the committee to be able to review. The committee can't review without you notifying the committee. I think the confusion for me comes in there.
My understanding, Chair, is that there's a clause which we agreed to where it says the process will run simultaneously, which is the process of review of the security interest by the committee and the review of
by the
commission. Those
yes.
processes run together.
Yes.
And I think what the session is trying to address, that someone decides when they are notified, when they're doing their notification of the measure, to only notify the Competition Commission alone, although it involves national security interest, meaning that the Competition Commission can continue evaluating the merger on competition grounds. And let's say then the committee finds out or it is reported, then that's when the issue of the imposition of the penalty will come in. I think that's what the section is trying to address, that it is a possibility, but my thinking is that if the Competition Commission receives a merger which has got national interest, it will have to notify the committee. But to stop people from taking chances is that you will be penalized for doing that and not telling and not notifying the committee. I think that's what the mischief the section is trying to address.
Before it is even processed, it means it is during that period. Can we be, because my worry is at what stage that is discovered. Because here we're saying here, don't do this before this process, you know, concludes. You can do the administrative issues there and there where you can, but you can't pronounce before this one pronounces. And then you may find in the process this one says no, and you've already used a lot of resources, because it's not, you know, this simultaneous thing also I have a problem, because you are incurring costs, you are incurring resources, and yet this process is not, and your finalization or your final but what I'm saying, you are expecting the Competition Commission to act. At the same time, you are saying they cannot do much unless this process is done. And then you are also expecting it to issue out penalties in that process. While this particular measure is not even sure whether it's allowed. What if in that process the committee says, no, you are not allowed to do that. We don't grant you. And already the competition authority has already, you know, started the process. Are we not opening ourselves for litigation, unnecessary litigation? Yes.
Chair, the issue that we are raising is very fundamental. Here, the only 1 week to 2 weeks that you might use for that sentence to approve or disapprove. Yeah? You leave all the other thing of charging and all of that. Now, and we are saying this thing is in the process. It's unfolding between the two. So all the other matters have been covered by A, B, C, D, as we are correct here. This one. Then I want to augment what you are saying. Now, before even it is approved by the committee, that's my argument. Supporting you in what you are saying, because here we must not talk about penalty at all. Let's really stick to the process itself. The process itself was unfolding. You find out these people are lying or they give you a disinformation. Why you have to go and charge them? You get the point? Uh-huh. My view is to, because it's not been even approved, is that the process of 60 days or now, in my view, I think we are correct 100% to say we can't even go there to charge and whatever, because the process is in due course. The measure is not even finalized, about to be finalized. And then you find out that they are robbing APCD, they were not honest about the information and all of that. Now, my view is to say it's only if they do follow due process correctly, so it's okay, it's approved. Then, if they're not following due process correctly, so then it's disapproved. So I think if we are doing a wedding, it must come with those two weddings, the culture, and then we checked up this tribunal or whatever commission to be there in that city, or we omit the entire sentence on this particular one. I support you on this particular one.
Chair,
yeah,
thank you.
Chairperson, the concern with regard to the dual process, I think it's been dealt with in some court cases, Chairperson. For instance, if you're doing mining, let's say you're doing sand mining in Makassar or somewhere in the Cape here, you need to comply with the zoning laws, which are by the municipality. You need to also comply with the mining legislation, which is done by the Minister of Mineral Resources. Now, let's assume the Minister of Mineral Resources gives you a license to mine, but the municipality says to you, sorry, we can't rezone that area to mining. Your mining fails, because one of the authorities that is given that power hasn't given you the permission. So the Constitutional Court has decided on an issue like that in the Maxent case. So we've got legal certainty in that respect, that there can be two authorizations required from different authorizing bodies. And
okay,
if one fails, then your application in effect fails, because you won't be able to proceed with it. Now, when it comes to the issue of the penalties, The Principal Act already has a provision that relates to penalties in relation to failure to notify in Section 59(1). And the authorization to impose penalties is in 59(2). Now, because we're bringing in now the national security interest, which was not there, and which we insulate from the tribunal and the commission, we're now only dealing with the issue of the imposition of a penalty where you fail to notify that committee in respect of the notification. So you still have the provision that says if you misinform the committee may revoke. If you fail, for instance, to notify the committee, it may take a decision that the approval by the commission is deemed to be revoked, unless the committee determines otherwise. So, Chairperson, there are different checks and balances on the issues related to the approval. So,
I don't agree with you. From what you just said to me, there's no checks and balances, because what I'm failing to understand is the relationship between the two. I know tribunal has its own. I understand that. Or that area of work. But now, here we are talking to a different situation, a different area of work now. You say to the country, here is a law where the CIC now wants to take charge in as far as security matters are concerned of the country. And you are saying now, the CIC says, because I'm very busy, I can't be sitting as a chair doing all these things, reviewing and so forth. I'm delegating the function to a committee. And for the committee to be able to do the work properly and efficiently, I then am going to issue out, let me say, these are guidelines and terms and conditions of your work. So they are going to work within this particular parameters. One of those is to ensure that whoever that needs to be looked into, I'll put it that way, must notify as one of the conditions. And then somebody decides, okay, on the issue of my interest in the land related to the municipality, I'm not going to notify the government, in as far as what the president issues. I'm not going to notify the committee, but I'm going to notify the commission, because at the end of the day, they are the ones who are going to be adjudicating over this matter. And then you are saying it must be removed from the committee of the president to that meaning the you are saying now, whatever wrong that they have done should be removed. And because here you are saying, that's where I want to understand. I can see you are shaking, because I'm going to this extent in trying to explain so that I become as simple as possible. You are able to understand, because I want you to guide, to help. In my understanding, that's what you are saying. You are saying, therefore, okay, as much as the committee can say, because you did not disclose, I may revoke, I may take certain measures. But in a case where I'm not aware that you were supposed to notify me, and I had already made my conclusion, it's discovered that when another process is taking place that you did not disclose to me what you were supposed to, you did not notify me when we're supposed to do so. And therefore, I take my responsibility to punish you. I leave it to that institution. Because this is not a small matter in as far as I'm concerned. It's not a matter where it involves the competition authorities, where they would say, the companies would come because they have big money. They would say, okay, it's 10 million, then I won't do this, but when it comes to that, I can do it. Unless you are saying to me, even after the tribunal has issued that penalty and informed the committee that this what happened after you have taken a decision, but now nowhere where it says like that. That is it in terms of that. You are saying now the tribunal can issue out a penalty and they can argue tomorrow that no, the tribunal penalized us. So there's no way that you can, and then take you to court. And you know what happens when the matters are before the court. It will be the same situation of where the competition matters, you know, they failed before the court. Just clarify me and put me at ease when it comes to that, because I want to be at ease so that we can be able to close the meeting.
Thanks, Chair. So you have a list, Chairperson, that will be published by the President.
Exactly.
That says these are the national security interests,
yes,
of the Republic. Now the Commission is aware of that list.
Mm.
So when it is notified of a measure involving a foreign acquiring firm, it will look at that list and say this matter falls within that list. Has this foreign acquiring firm notified the committee? Yes, no. If it's no, then it can pass it on to the tribunal to say impose the penalty for failure to notify. But it doesn't absolve the firm from still complying with the notification to the committee, because at the end of the day, it's the committee that deals with national security issues. So if you look at 12C, for instance, it says, unless the committee determines otherwise, so the matter would still go to the committee for it to determine whether to set aside foreign acquiring firms approval by the competition commission or the tribunal. So the matter would still go to the committee for approval. Whether it's sent by the commission after finding out from that list that this foreign acquiring firm did not notify.
So this happens during that process.
Yes,
of the review.
So
the
fact that you find doesn't take away the role of the committee.
But what is critical is at what stage does that happen?
Well, when it's found out, Chairperson, because that's the best answer I can give. The moment it's found out. So if it's at that stage where the commission, because the list will be there already. So one of the things that the commission will be required to do when a measure involving a foreign acquiring firm comes to it would be to look at that list that is published by the President in the Gazette to say, does this matter fall within that list? So if it finds it falls within that list, then it's incumbent upon it to say, you should have gone and notified the committee on this one.
So the foreign firm wouldn't know?
No, it's published in the Gazette, Chairperson. They would know.
So why wouldn't they?
It's published, no. They would be evading, basically, Chairperson. If they ignore the law, I mean the list that is there.
I have a problem of coming up drafting a law that acknowledges that a loophole and doing nothing about it. I mean, it's like we are putting a booby trap. in case you do that, we know you're going to do it, but we're going to penalize you for doing it in case you do it. Why don't we come up with a measure? Because we know through experience also that they do those things. Why do we even allow that process? Why don't we just say you go through the first process only and then the second process after? Why dual?
Just my last submissions on the matter, Chair. And I think the section for me, the section that we're talking about, the penalties, firstly act as a deterrent to those who will try and evade the committee. So you're trying to stop them from saying, I'll try my chances by not notifying. So you know that just for the mere fact that you have not notified, when the Competition Commission finds that out, it must report it and then it shall be fined. So it stops people from trying to take that chance, because we know people will always try to take their chances. So that's the reason for the section itself. And I think it also then enables the Competition Commission to say, to put, because public officials by their nature will look at this thing, someone does not apply their mind. And let's say that it happens that someone who knows that he should notify the committee does not. And a public official who should have looked at the matter and said, look, this matter is a matter of notification, and this matter does proceed to be evaluated. And it comes to a stage whereby they make a pronouncement. The protection is that is there for the committee is one of the fine. Two is that the decision can be cancelled. So that's a protection. On the issue of the dual nature, Chair, I think it was submissions by the public here that we want the competition issues to be resolved as quickly as possible. And as a given by the minister, said, look, we will also attempt then that we have a dual process. You do raise the issue that we might be wasting resources, Chair, that in this instance that these guys will be doing their work and the committee might say no. But I think it was trying to meet the business community halfway to say, we will do these things dual. But I think my take is that as soon as the notification comes in, people will make that determination.
No, you're not confused. No, it's not that I'm not convinced. The issue is you don't understand what I'm driving home. It's not about penalty or what. It's about the seriousness of not disclosing. And we are taking it lightly, equating it to a normal penalty. That's my issue. The rest I do understand is the procedural matters of the tribune, of the competition authorities. I don't have a qualm with that. I have a qualm with somebody coming from somewhere else, undermining the law of the country. And we are saying we're going to clap that person with the thing. We say it's fine. We're finding that person. That's my thing. As one of the options. If that measure is very important for the country, the committee cannot stop it. It cannot, because at the moment where we stand, the country is a developing country. And therefore, it means at the end of the day, people will learn from, others will learn from what we have done. Now you've been clapped and then won't, and that's it, it's gone. So that country is a country that you can just give bribe with a fine money and then it's gone. And when you look at how far the tribunal can go in terms of the penalty, it's not that much. It's nothing if you look at the multi-billion companies that match. That's my issue. But if really you feel okay with it, I'm not comfortable also with the dual process. I don't know why the minister giving in on that particular matter. But if he feels it's fine with him, he can do that. My take was that National security, you don't compromise. We've compromised a lot. You don't compromise. You let one process go and let it be. You're giving it a high level attention. You want to also allow the other level to go. Why then do you give it a high level attention if you are going to allow the other process to go? To me, it doesn't make sense. Because we're dealing with a country issue here, security issue. Those are the issues that I feel we can slip over, re-raise them tomorrow if we want to, but if we want to conclude them tomorrow, we will conclude them. Not necessarily that we want to finish off this today. I can see there's no member who has appetite to deal with the matter further, so let's call it a day. Member. Huh? You're fine. No, I don't want support. I want everybody, I want us to apply our minds. Because at the end of the day, this is our product. It's not a one person's product. We must all be vigilant. This is our country we're trying to protect here. And whatever we are doing, we're not doing it for any individual. We are doing it for the purposes of our country. It's for our country. We fought very hard for this. So we cannot let anybody come and do in the name of giving South Africa business and do as they wish, undermine the law of the country. Because that's the thing that makes me uneasy. But members, if you feel that's fine, we can continue with it. I do not mind. I just wanted you to put your mind into it, Comrade Sizimo. I really appreciate you if you can do that. Our legal people will go back and look into it. I know they'll come back tomorrow with a fresher mind. The gentleman said they're a bit tired. It doesn't harm anyone if they go back and relook. And please, members, let's all go back and look at the rest of the area so that we, when we come back tomorrow, we are a bit quicker in terms of the thing. Thank you so much for your attendance and your contribution. Thanks to you, members, and thanks also to our legal experts and the department. This is not easy. We are also learning in this process, so you must bear with us. Otherwise, see you tomorrow. The meeting stands adjourned. Thank you.